space down here in the front.
Any chairs?
Yeah.
Just some chairs.
Okay. You may have noticed that the composers we're performing today are largely American composers, I think with the sole exception of Sir Arthur Sullivan near the end of the concert. And there's lots of room here, just don't kick my microphone. And a lot of these songwriters, there were publishers all over America and in many of the cities, including the city of Detroit. There were a number of publishers churning out these songs. You have to remember that at the turn of the century, there were no radios, no television, no record players to speak of. And parlor music or house music was very, very important in the social life and in the cultural life of Americans and of just about everybody else. So that it was a very common thing to have a party, to invite a few people who had polite accomplishments, such as playing the piano and singing. And it was indeed almost a rite of courtship that a young person that was equipped with a melodious voice would have an easier time finding a good match than someone who had no polite accomplishments or abilities. So it was very, very important that all the young ladies and gentlemen had their piano lessons and their singing lessons and their dancing lessons and their deportment, their elocution, all these lovely disciplines that our young people today are not subjected to. But this was very, very important. So, boy, I probably could have married very well then. I'd have been considered a real trophy, you know. But other ideals of beauty apply today. So. Well, our next composer is Ethelbert Nevin. This composer was a wonderful pianist. He was from Connecticut. And he traveled extensively. There might have been some money in that family, because he certainly didn't make anything composing. Except from, here's another little stock certificate for you, Mighty Like a Rose. Now this is along in the same category with the song we just heard in the group with Carrie Jacobs Bond, which was called De Last Long Rest, which you might have noticed had a kind of an Ethiopian flair. They used to call these Ethiopian songs. Most of them, however, were written by Connecticut Yankees like Ethelbert Nevin or Wisconsiners. I forget where Carrie Jacobs Bond was from. She was a Midwesterner. And the composers such as Scott Joplin or others of his generation were less widespread at this time than more European-oriented composers who were writing these so-called Ethiopian songs as popular songs for the parlor music. So I don't know how those would go over at the African American Museum, and my apologies if anyone feels like those shouldn't be performed anymore, but this was an innocent time. This is part of the culture and heritage of that era. And Mr. Ethelbert Nevin wrote something called Mighty Lack a Rose. I don't think it's Connecticut-ese. They do have an accent up there, but this isn't it. So these are considered, I consider this music sincere and sweet, and it was extremely popular, and I think this and two of his other songs put him on the map. After Mighty Like a Rose, you'll hear The Rosary, another one of his very, very favorites, a bestseller of his. Make sure I have all the pages here, yep. I think I do, yeah. And then two of his art songs from Opus 20. Those songs were written while he was abroad and traveling, and each one of them has a time and a place. They're sort of like little singing postcards, you could say. And just for interest, this first one, the When the Land Was White with Moonlight, was written in Manchester, England. And the Nocturne was written in Florida. And there's several other things. He was quite extensively traveled. So this is Mr. Ethelbert Nevin with his Ethiopian lullaby and a few of his lovely art songs.